Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and call a neighbor, T-bone them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, IG them, and text them and let them know that we're coming to them live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us learn to rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Glory to God. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage you. Amen. This is our ministry with you in mind. Tune in. Amen. On Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles come on Tuesday night with Wow Radio. Oh, my God. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Glory to God. And the show comes on at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 Central Standard Time and 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome show. It's ministry with you in mind. You don't want to miss it. Encourage your neighbors, encourage your friends to tune in and hear what the Lord is saying on Tuesday night. I mean, it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Elder always said they put the tie on the rim. Glory to God. It'd be awesome. So I want you to mark your calendars and don't forget to tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on Tuesday night. And then I want to, if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome show. Elder preaches, she walks the dog, glory to God. She walks him up and down the trail. She don't get him time to rest, my God. And then she'll go to praying, good God Almighty. Amen. When you leave that show, you ought to be feeling pretty good, glory to God, because the elders done prayed it through for you. All you got to do is just call in, amen, and listen. If you desire prayer on any of the shows holds up to 50 people. So you can't say, I can't get my prayer needs met. No, you call in and press the 1, and we will bring you in for prayer. And we don't ask who you are, but we'll ask where you're calling from. That's all we need to know is where you're calling from and your prayer request. And that's not a whole lot. But, you know, if it was me and I needed to call in, glory to God, I'm going to call in. Amen. Let's get it met. Glory to God. Because it's all ministry with you in mind. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the hour of power. I'm the first hour of power, and I'm Prophetess Martha Williams, and I come on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to continue to tune in on Sunday. This is ministry, all with you in mind. And then Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries, she'll be coming on the next hour. Her show starts at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, It's all ministry with you in mind, and I don't want you to leave nobody out. So after you get through listening to the word over here, I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love. You know, God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. We're living in the last days, and I know you've heard it many, many times, glory to God. But, you know, some just don't believe it. That's the truth. They just don't believe it. But Jesus is soon to return, glory to God. So, you know, we want to be ready. We want to make sure we get what we need, amen, glory to God. And we have what we need. So when those troubled times come, it'll be down on the inside of you, glory to God. And God will bring it up, amen, glory to God, out of your mouth, shall flow rivers of living water, glory to God. So you'll have the word in you, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. You'll have something to stand on whenever these times get tough. Glory to God. You can stand on the word and the will of God. Because if it's in his word, amen. He said, every word in my word is yea and amen. Glory to God. If you can find it in the word of God, it's yea and it's amen. Glory to God. It ain't no if. It ain't no maybe. It's sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a sure thing. Glory to God if you can find it in the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you, don't forget Ministry Lane. She'll be coming on next. Hallelujah. So keep, amen, keep it locked. Just switch stations, but make sure you go over and show us some love. And I want to also encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks, glory to God. And you will also be placed on our personal prayer list where you are prayed for, glory to God, daily, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's where I want to see that, where I know somebody's praying for me, glory to God. My God, no, you ain't praying for the prayer, glory to God. We only ask you $25 or more, so no, you can't pray. Pay enough for the prayer, glory to God. But I encourage you to come on and join us and hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to do in your life. If you need a mentor, you need a coach, glory to God. You need someone to help you to get to that next level, hallelujah. You need someone to show you how to pray and help you get to that next level, glory to God. I encourage you to hit Apostle Yvonne Riles up on Facebook, amen, and hit Pastor Joseph Riles up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be, glory to God. The door is still open. God still has the door open. Don't wait till the door is shut and then say, I want it to be a part of. I'm encouraging you now to come on and be a part of, glory to God. You know, I hear many talk about giving. And I heard some on TV, amen, they're talking about giving. If you always got your hand closed, God can't work with no closed fist. Glory to God. Because if you ain't letting nothing out, then God can't get nothing to you. My God, my God. You know, it's good when you sit, you know, you're in a church and you hear them talking about giving and, you know, they say, well, yeah, this is all you got to do. Yes, yes, it is. You got to pay your tithes and offerings to your local church. Yes. But if you want to be blessed beyond measures, then you start to give, glory to God. Give. Amen. It's okay if you want to give to someone else. It's okay. It's okay. I can guarantee you it's okay. Because he said, give and it shall be given. Glory to God. Good measures pressed out, shaken together, running over. Now, don't you want them running over blessings? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want that, amen. Every time you turn around, there it comes knocking at the door. Hey, every time you turn around, let me check my bank account. My God, my God, where did this come from? My God, my God. Hold up, wait a minute. I just got a check in the mail. My God. And it just keeps coming, glory to God, from the north, south, east, and the west. Now, that's those pressed out, shaking together, running over blessings where you'll have enough. Amen, glory to God, and you want to sow some, amen, in someone else's ministry, it's okay, you can do that, glory to God. Don't be bound down, amen, where you are in this season, you know, glory to God. Yes, you give your tithes, and you can give your offering, amen, to your local church, but don't you want to reach out, glory to God, hallelujah, reach out, glory to God. So God, and let it out of your hands so God can give you something back, glory to God, my God, my God. That don't mean you're stealing. No, it sure don't. No. If you believe where you're sowing your seed at, then it's going to grow, glory to God. But make sure you're sowing on some good ground now. Amen. You got to judge the fruit on that tree. If you see that tree supposed to be bearing oranges and its lemons coming off of that, glory to God, just keep it moving. Glory to God. But I encourage you, on this ground, it is good ground, glory to God. It is good ground over here, glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you to give. Amen, glory to God, you know. Amen, you want to make sure, amen, you got seeds planted well, you know, where you need them to come up. You may need someone else that can get a breakthrough. That over there may not be able to. This one over here could do it for you, glory to God. And that's what you want to do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I know you said every time she come on, she's talking about giving. Well, I'm going to talk about it until Jesus come home. Glory to God. Call me on. Glory to God. Because that's what we're living in the last days. So we're going to need, amen, all you can get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Now I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. If you would, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those that are online on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let a word, Lord God, come forth in season, Lord God, that will heal, that will deliver, that will set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Lord, all those who are bound, Lord God, in their mind, that's being bound down by drug addiction, Lord God. sexual addiction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are bound, Lord God, in their giving, oh God. Father God, we ask you, God, to just give them a word, Lord God, in season so they can learn how to give even the more, Lord God. But, Lord, don't let them just give frivolously, Lord. But let them, Lord God, amen, glory to God. Give it to someone, Lord God, whom you suggest they give it to, oh, Lord, so it can be fruitful, Lord God, and you will multiply, God, back to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every, Lord God, day that you allowed us to be here, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those all across the nation who are listening on the way of, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, who've been battling in the forest fires, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for sending the rain, sending even the more rain, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who are rebuilding and doing all they know how to do, Lord God, to come back, Lord God, after the hurricanes, oh God. Father God, we ask you, God, to keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to help them, Lord God. Let them not, Lord God, lack nothing, Lord God. Lord, let make man's hand move, Lord God, to go in the direction to give what is needed for them to rebuild, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we're going to go ahead on and get ready to get into the word of God. Amen. You have to learn how to trust the Lord. You know, sometimes we say, yes, we trust, but do we really, 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 really trust? Glory to God. You have to trust without a shadow of a doubt. You have to settle it in your mind, glory to God. You hear the word, hallelujah. Do you go home and then read it again, glory to God? Or do you go home and meditate on what you heard? That's the thing, glory to God. Because you know all that right there. That meditation is going to help you to get to that next level you need to go. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes prayers are not answered because you don't really, really trust. Amen. You don't believe. You say you do. It's easy to say it out of your mouth. Glory to God. But do you trust down in your belly? Amen. God, if you said it, I'm going to believe it. And can't no devil sway you away from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, many Christians are under attack now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hear the word, yes. You read the word, yes. But do you actually believe it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you're reading the word, amen, can you and God just talk it out? Glory to God. Talk to him about it. Lord, okay, what are you saying here in this word right here, Lord God? You said, I got the power, Lord God. I'm more than a conqueror. Lord, that's what you're saying. So if I'm more than a conqueror, Lord, help me out, Lord. What am I missing? Hey, listen, for so many times, hallelujah, glory to God, they have said, you know, you don't ask God questions. Well, if I don't ask him, amen, who am I going to ask? Glory to God. When I'm reading the word and it's something I don't understand, I need to ask the one that made the word. Glory to God. You know, they talk about, you know, on Tuesday nights, you know, ask the dream maker. You need to ask the word maker. Glory to God. What is he talking about? What are you saying? So, amen, don't get so traditional here. Glory to God. Come outside of tradition. Come outside of religion and just go into relationship with the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I ain't going to charge y'all nothing for that one. I give you that one free. My God. Let's get into the message. The title of my message is today, glory to God, will be, I pray we all be ready. Because you know what? Jesus is to return. Hallelujah. You know, you got to make sure that your house is in order. You got to make sure that you are in order, glory to God, with the word of God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes it's just so far from it. My God. You know, you lean on people, glory to God, so much that you forget about, hallelujah, leaning on God, hallelujah. Yes, you're under someone who can help you, who can teach you, who can tell you what you need to do and how you need to get that relationship with God. Yes, yes, and more yes. Glory to God. But once they have fed you, glory to God, and you have just really made a bigger place, glory to God, then it's time for you, hallelujah, to go, amen, and live what you've been taught. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, whatever, listen, I know, amen, we're going to get in the word, but, you know, amen, let's ride. Let's roll with it. You know, whenever you're in a place and you have caring people who can teach you the word of God, who will show you what you need to do. Pay attention, glory to God. Because one day, amen, glory to God, they're going to be going somewhere else to do something else, glory to God. And then you can't get up, you know, you can't be right there with them and you can't be under them, glory to God. So they're going to be gone on, God going to show them to come on to do something else, amen, in ministry, hallelujah. If they just sit right there and always trying to help you, amen, with your little bit, glory to God, they won't be able to reach nobody else, glory to God. So while you're under, amen, those that can help you, listen, take notes, glory to God. And you can go back and feed on that, glory to God. Like I always say, I'm a good note taker, hallelujah. I can tell you stuff that you say from word to word, word to word, glory to God. I just like that. I got tablets and tablets of stuff, hallelujah. One day I'm going to go back and put them all together, glory to God. But you know, it'll be one day, glory to God. But that's what you need to do. Because that's where we're at now. You know, amen. Don't just get the word and just drop it by the wayside, because you're going to need it one day. Hallelujah. Let's move on with the message. Glory to God. I pray we all be ready. Hallelujah. And Jesus went out. I'm starting at the first verse. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Glory to God. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You know, glory to God. You know, amen. You know, nowadays, people are trying to get more money. They're trying to get more cars. They're trying to get more houses. They're trying to get more land. But are you ready for that time when Jesus is to return? Glory to God. Are you trying to get more closer to Jesus Christ? Are you trying to get in that relationship that you're missing? Hallelujah. You know, everybody wants more. They want more and more and more. But all that stuff going to be thrown down. Really, all that's going to fade away, glory to God. You ain't going to take that house with you to help. You ain't going to take that man with you to help. You ain't going to take that woman with you to help. Ain't none of that going, glory to God. There ain't no marriage, amen, in heaven, glory to God, between husband and wife. They every tub got to sit on its own bottom. If she ain't saved, then, hey, glory to God. If he ain't saved, then, hey, glory to God. That's just the way it is. Everybody's trying to get more stuff, but ain't none of that. Your fur coat, hallelujah. You know, and it's going to be gone, hallelujah. Your fur coat, your jewelry, all that, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. Everything is going to be gone. He was telling them, you see that? It's not a stone that's not going to be unturned. Every stone going to be turned over. Everything you got is going to be gone. Glory to God. But guess what? The only thing that's going to last is when you're anchored in Christ Jesus. You know, we need to understand something here. God is calling us as a people, amen, to come into salvation. It's not time to be slack, glory to God. It's not time to be a slugger, hallelujah. When prayer's going on, you need to be there, hallelujah. You know, so many times you forget all about it, glory to God. Oh, I'm late, hallelujah. I'll make it, hallelujah. At some point, I'm late, but I'll make it, glory to God. You know, you need to be ready to pray, hallelujah. Be ready to pray. And you always have to be ready to give an answer to someone with the hope that lies within you. So if you're doing what you're doing and you're under who you're under, glory to God, and you're getting the word and you're feeding on the word, you're getting full and fat, glory to God, you ought to be able to help somebody else, glory to God. My God, hallelujah. If you got a word, give it to them, glory to God. You ain't got to make, well, you know what you need to pay me. Oh, no, glory to God, hallelujah. And God will lay it on their heart maybe to come back and bless you. My God, my God. He said always, you know, you need always, amen, glory to God. Give something, amen. Give something to the prophet. He said, don't go without the, you know, they didn't go without the priest, without an offering, glory to God. We in a day now where everybody, oh, I ain't giving them nothing, nothing, nothing. Well, you keep saying that, hallelujah, and see where you get. Nowhere. Let's move on, glory to God. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of that coming of the end of the world? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were asking, when? Tell us when? When will these things be? Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, glory to God. Jesus said, don't let nobody deceive you, glory to God. Let no one tell you, glory to God, that the Bible and that the stuff in the Bible is not true, glory to God. Because you know what? They're coming, and they're telling, they're saying the amen in a way, trying to get you to understand their way. But if it ain't the Bible way, don't listen, glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't got to listen. Say, hold up, wait a minute. I know the word, what the word says, and that ain't what it says, glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to be careful because many will come that's trying to deceive you, glory to God. You have to be careful about that. Don't be deceived, glory to, by no one that can't tell you, hallelujah, that can't give you a scripture and that you know. Tell me a scripture that I know, you know, and then they'll take it all out of context. My God, my God. And they will tell you, okay. It's all right. Yeah, this is this. Don't be deceived by people coming, saying that they are of Christ. Because they're not, glory to God. There are some that's coming in, they don't even know which way Jesus went. You have to be careful. Let's move on now just a little bit further. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That's it right there in the word of God. He said, many are coming and saying, okay, they are Christ. You know, therefore, you know what's sin, glory to God. You know what is a sin, you know. And you know what you're doing, glory to God. You know, ain't nobody got to call you out. You already know. Hallelujah, you already know. Now, James 4 and 17 says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Glory to God. So don't let nobody deceive you into doing something that you know ain't right. Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, hallelujah, they said, well, you know what? God knows my heart. You know, God knows I'm a man, and he knows, you know, amen. He put women out here. He didn't put you out there to get every woman in the world to walk on the street. Glory to God. He didn't put you out there, amen. He said, a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, and he finds favor with God. So, look, he said one. He didn't say go out there and get a whole flock of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One for every week. That is not what he's talking about. And then I've heard this scripture say, well, you know what? God knows, well, we all fall short. But you don't lay there. You don't keep wilding in it. You pick yourself back up. You go, get to moving. You know, a lot of times whenever people fall, you know, whenever you fall into their different sins, those different temptations, that's what you like. You don't let your flesh got the best of you. Instead of letting Jesus have the most of you, your flesh got the best of you. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit. My God, my God. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You know, that's what's going on now. You can see, amen, you can turn on the news and everything. You hear wars and rumors of wars, glory to God. You see everything that's happening, amen, glory to God. You know, the hurricanes and the fires, and now you hear wars and missiles, and they're doing different stuff, and they're getting, you know, they're trying to get all these things up, glory to God, and they come out going to war, hallelujah, glory to God. You see all these things right here. He said it must happen. When you see something bad that's happening, you got to know, he's saying in his word, that these things must happen. He said, don't be troubled. But you know, nowadays, and I've talked to people, and they be like, okay, I don't know why this is happening. This is why it's happening right here, because all these things have got to happen. Glory to God. I'm in chapter 24 of Matthew. Glory to God. I'm on verse 6, because I hear people saying, well, I don't know why they did that. I said, read the word of God. All these things have to happen. The end is not yet, but it's coming. Glory to God. So I want, you know, we pray that we all be ready. We got to get our houses in order, glory to God, because it's already started, wars and rumors of wars, glory to God. Some people just letting their children go anywhere and do anything, and the next thing you know, glory to God, somebody done snatched them up, hallelujah, glory to God. Be careful, watch your children, know where they're at all times, glory to God. Before they leave the house in the morning, you pray for them, hallelujah. You anoint thine head with oil, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, pray the angel of God wrap around them, oh God, my God, my God. And make sure you cover them under the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these things are happening. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 7. For nations will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. Do you see? Amen. Glory to God. He's saying it right there. The end is not yet, but these things have to happen. We already, amen, had it, earthquakes. I know I was looking, amen, on the TV one day last week, and they were saying that they were going to have an earthquake drill. I said, okay, an earthquake drill. They said, well, we don't really have, you know, those kind of earthquakes here. But then the news lady came on, and she said, you know what? She said, we have just a minor little earthquake, you know, so that's why they're going to go ahead and get a drill, because they're preparing, amen, glory to God. See, they're preparing, amen, glory to God. So that's what we got to do. You got to prepare for Jesus when he comes, because don't let him catch you with your work undone. Glory to God. You think it's more important, hallelujah, that you're over here with Susan and you're over here with Flojo? Glory to God. You think it's more, amen, important, amen, that you're not doing the work of God? You're not doing the work of the ministry? Glory to God. You think it's more important that you hang out with Satan? Glory to God. Then reading your word and asking God to help and lead you and guide you before Jesus returns here. And if anybody tells you, glory to God, that he is here, glory to God. He said these things have to happen before I return. So let him know. He said he's coming. So we need to learn, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, how to get ready, how to prepare ourselves at this time. You know, I pray, my prayers of the Lord, let us be ready when you come. Glory to God. And you know what? Glory to God. Don't hate on your brother and your sister. Glory to God. Because they ain't doing what you do. You know, it is not that they think they something if they want to be somebody. Amen. Glory to God. They want to make sure that they got their house in order. Glory to God, before Jesus comes. So it's not that they think they're something, and because they're going in a different direction, and they don't want to, you know, be around such negativity, and they don't want to be around the things that aren't positive, and they don't want to be around, glory to God, for those things, amen, that's called sin, hallelujah. Don't, amen, don't down your brother and your sister, glory to God, because they want, amen, make sure that they're ready when Jesus comes. You see in the word right here, he said he's coming, glory to God. Hallelujah. He has to return. So you don't have to, don't be down on them. Don't talk about them, glory to God. Because they want to go in the right direction. Amen. And others want to go in the wrong direction. Glory to God. They just want to be ready when it comes. Let's move on. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations. For my name's sake, glory to God. Do you see what's going to happen? My God, my God. Christians are going to be hated. Glory to God. And you know, it's already started. Amen, glory to God. These things are starting now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes. Christians hate Christians, you know, and other people hate people hate people sometimes for no reason. Just because, amen, they come in, you come in a new place, you know, you're in a new place, glory to God, I just said new place, hallelujah, then everybody's coming against you, glory to God, just because they see you and don't like you. In other words, they intimidated, amen, by you because they know what you bring to the table. Because see, what it is you bringing something that they ain't got, glory to God. And then they try to pull you off your post, glory to God, and say, no, you ain't real, glory to God. But let nobody pull you off your post. You stand, and you stand strong for Jesus Christ, glory to God, because they ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. You stand strong for Jesus Christ. You tell them, amen, not a man named Jesus. If they don't go ahead, then glory to God, you don't have to make them, amen. He says, shake the dust and move it on, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. When you go in a place and you already wrapped up and you tied up and you tangled up in Jesus Christ, it don't matter. Hallelujah. Don't let them pull you off your post. Glory to God. Because so many times I've seen it. When you go in a place and because they don't think they have an imagination of Jesus Christ, but they don't have the real Jesus Christ. Glory to God. What they got, amen, they know his name. Hallelujah. But what you're supposed to walk by and how you're supposed to live, it ain't there. Glory to God. And they're trying to pull you out. Oh, they ain't real. Glory to God. Watch this. They ain't real. Glory to God. But it don't matter what they say. You stand and you stand strong. You may go through hell and you may go through high water, but you stand strong for Jesus because you're coming out, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you come out, glory to God, they're going to see the glory of God upon you. Hallelujah. Because you're going to have to help some of them and bring some of them through. But you got to be able to stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Christians are going to be hated. They hate them now, glory to God. They are, you know what they call them? They call them Bible thumpers. I said, what is a Bible thumper? I said, I don't eat my Bible. What are you talking about? Glory to God. Somebody said, hey, what you talking about? Glory to God. Oh, you want a Bible thumper. I said, what you talking about? I don't hit my Bible. I read it. I don't hit it. What you talking about? You know, but what they're saying is you live by the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you talk about the Bible, you know, it's not that you go and you like we were taught, you know, glory to God, and hallelujah, you know, you got to catch a fish before you can clean it, glory to God. Now that was a prime example. You got to catch a fish before you can clean it, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you can't just go around always beating folks up with the word of God. You can't do that, my God, you can't do that. Hallelujah. You got to catch it before you clean. You got to sit down and have a conversation. Once you start conversing with, they're going to tell you where they are. And make sure you're looking in the eyes, talking to them, glory to God. You know, you can tell a lot by looking at a person's eye, hallelujah. You can know if they lie, glory to God, if they're telling the truth, hallelujah. If they know Jesus, glory to God, and then they read the Bible, hallelujah. If they're a Christian, it's going to tell it, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. But just always know, hallelujah, you stand strong in that place that you're in. Don't move. Glory to God. Don't move. Hallelujah. Because one day, hallelujah, you're going to have to help somebody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on down. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Oh, glory to God. And what that word is saying now, that's going to be some that's going to stumble. Glory to God. There's going to be some that's going to stumble. Hallelujah. There are false, yes, God, teachers and false everything. We know that. Glory to God. But there are some that's going to stumble. Hallelujah. You know, because of your faith. You know, so many times the reason, amen, sometimes people stumble is because, you know, you want to be a part of the clique. But sometimes God wants to, God wants to set you apart from the clique, glory to God. Because you know what? They may be clicking, but they don't ain't shitting, glory to God. It's just making noises, hallelujah. It's just making clickings, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. And he wants to set you apart. So you'll be able to help somebody. So you'll be able to pray for somebody. You'll be able to get your prayer needs met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And help them and pray them through. Hallelujah. That's what you need to be going for. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be a part of the clique. If you got to be alone, hallelujah, glory to God, then be alone so God can work with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes he'll pull you out of a place. You know, people are so much now, they don't like change. We know, you know, it's kind of hard for, you know, I'll just say elderly people to change. So you have to be careful about that. You know, you have to kind of ease them into certain stuff. You know, glory to God. No, you can't bring it all on at once. You got to ease them into it, glory to God, because they've been doing that same thing all their life. Glory to God. So you have to be careful. Just ease them into it. My God, my God. But there are some, amen, that don't like change, period. Young folks, amen, glory to God, they don't like change, hallelujah. They want you to do the same old thing that you've been doing, amen, for most of their lives. They still want to do the same old thing. Well, let me help you out with that, glory to God. If you were living in sin back then, glory to God, and it didn't get you nowhere, you ain't, amen, you ain't got no more money than you had 20 years ago, then something you need to do different, hallelujah. Your prayer needs ain't getting met, then there's something that you need to do different, hallelujah, glory to God. You were miserable, amen, glory to God, then there's something that you need to do different. That's why I encourage you, amen, to soar over him, glory to God, hallelujah. You can go to Apostle Payne, if you're going around, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rouse, you can go and click on the Facebook page. And it will tell you how to sow. If you don't understand it, amen, just inbox them and they'll tell you. Glory to God. You can inbox any of the wild team and we will tell you what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's what you do. Amen. If you're still getting them same old results, glory to God, that you got 20 years ago, then something's wrong. Hallelujah. Something just ain't right. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Something just ain't right. Let's move on. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Glory to God. You know, there are false prophets. There are false teachers. There are false preachers. Glory to God. There are false people that will come and tell you, well, you know what? If you pay me $1,000, glory to God, I have a message for you from the Lord. Glory to God. My God, come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If they got a message for you, glory to God, it shouldn't cost you no $1,000. Yeah, if you want to give them an offering, yeah. And if you got $1,000 to give them, you, yeah, amen, glory to God, but it shouldn't ask for it. My God, my God. You know, God, I always want you to, you just sow, yes. So you can sow into the minister, but not sowing for your word. Glory to God. Because they can deliver a word, amen, without giving. Amen. You giving them $1,000. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How quickly can you be deceived? Glory to God. Yes, there'll be many coming and say they are their prophet. There'll be many coming, say they're pastors, yes, glory to God, and false teachers and preachers, and yes, or so on. Yes, it will. So that's why it's important for you to know the word of God, know the will of God, know what God is calling you to do, know how he wants you to do it, know who he wants you to be up under now. Glory to God. Come on now. Because everybody, hallelujah, that you're getting up under, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm not bashing nobody. I'm just saying. Glory to God. I'm just saying. Make sure that they're living what they preaching and what they're telling you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to know, you got to know. Hallelujah. You know, so many times, you know, now people will go into things and they don't even ask questions, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Amen. I can go to a store, amen, and if I think it ain't right, hallelujah, I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Now, I got this, okay? This shouldn't add up to this. Glory to God. I go, hold up, wait a minute. Now, I can add. Glory to God. And that's why they got calculators on the phone, too, and I can add your taxes, too, so something up with this, okay? I mean, this ain't right. Oh, I'm sorry. I overcharged you. Really? Okay? So that's why you got to ask questions, because you can get into some stuff. My God, well, what is your ministry about, you know, and what do you do, and what could you do for me? You know, ask questions, hallelujah. Don't just go and get somewhere, amen, and God ain't sent you there, hallelujah. He said your gift will make room for you. You ain't got to make room for it. Glory to God, hallelujah, because you want the living God. You want the word of God. You want to be taught right. Glory to God. So when you go out there, you'll know how to help others and tell others. Glory to God. About a man named Jesus, hallelujah, who died, hallelujah, and rose again. He hung on the cross. They hung him on the cross. They crucified him. You'll be able to tell somebody, amen, the truth, amen, of what happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on, hallelujah. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It's already going down now. Glory to God. This already, you know, people, they love themselves more than they love the Lord. Glory to God. They do. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. You know, you don't even know how to love people. You know, love, you need to have genuine love. Glory to God. Because, you know, people can tell if you ain't got genuine love for them. Glory to God. By the way, you know, sometimes when you hug them, you know, I'm like, okay, them little fake tats, you know, and all that. You know, glory to God. There's this person I always tell, you know what, I love you, I love you, I love you. I tell them that all the time. And they tell me, say, yeah, yeah, okay. But I know they believe me, glory to God. They really do, glory to God. But, you know, you got to have genuine love for God's people. You know, all people. It ain't just some people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The love of many shall wax cold. They're going to be, people going to be lovers of themselves. It's already happening now. They don't care about sowing. They don't care about trying to get what God wants to get. All they care about is getting two more jobs and getting two more cars. Amen. Glory to God. You already got two in the garage. Hallelujah. You can't drive a one at a time. Glory to God. Then you're going to go and get two more and make it four. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They care more about stuff, glory to God, than they do people. They care more about giving other to other, you know, things instead of, you know, helping the kingdom of God to be, to further, amen, to go on down the road and preach the gospel, hallelujah. That's when you're called, when you're sold out. You'll make sure that the ministry don't like nothing. You'll make sure that your pastor don't like nothing. You'll make sure that your apostle don't like nothing. That's when you know you're sold out, hallelujah. And whatever they ask you to do, hallelujah, you'll do it. When you're sold out, glory to God, you'll treat people better. When you're sold out, glory to God, you'll look, amen, to see if there's someone I can help, Lord. I don't need to buy no more shoes. I don't need to buy no more clothes. I don't need to keep going shopping and buying 6 and 7 and 20 pounds of shoes. Glory to God, let me see if I can help somebody else with some of the stuff I already got. And then if I get down low, I'll replace it. Glory to God. But the love of many is waxing cold. Glory to God. People, the love of themselves, they love doing what they do. Hallelujah. Some like their sin, they're walking in. Glory to God. Instead, hallelujah, saying, Jesus, forgive me, Lord. I receive you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. They like it. They let the flesh get the better of them. Hallelujah. Well, you know, God knows. He knows I need a man. Glory to God. You, if you would get the main man on the line, glory to God, and tell him what you want, hallelujah, glory to God, tell him, say, Lord, I need you to sit with me. Lord, I need you to speak to me. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Instead of going saying, well, you know, Lord, you made this woman here, Lord, these women here for me, Lord, and, Lord, I'm going to make sure, Lord God, I conquer the world with them. Oh, my God, that is not what that's about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get anchored in the Lord. Let God be your guide. Glory to God. Because Jesus is to return here soon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go down to 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You know, there are many, glory to God. It says in the word, there are many, glory to God. That's not going to endure. Hallelujah. Then it said, many shall be deceived. Glory to God. They're not going to endure. Hallelujah. You know, he said, endure until he come. You got to endure hardship. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes as a good soldier. You know, and sometimes when things get to happening, glory to God, you get to call everybody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Instead of calling everybody but Jesus, call him up first and tell him what you want, what you need, glory to God. And then he will tell you what you need to do, glory to God. But that's called relationship, hallelujah. You know, it's a difference between relationship, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, and tradition, hallelujah, glory to God. Some walk in tradition, glory to God, each and every day, and they ain't going to change, hallelujah. You know, that's all they was accustomed to, and that's all they know. Well, that's fine and dandy. You have to learn to meet people at their need wherever they are, amen. If you are, amen, built up, amen, on the Most High, and you have communication, amen, a relationship with Jesus Christ that somebody else don't have, then that don't mean you go and try to, amen, down them, glory to God. That's all they know. That's what they got, hallelujah. That's what their parents taught them. That's when they took them to church every Sunday. It's just what they got, glory to God, you know, and that's okay. Then you help and you build, amen. You build a relationship with them, and then you can help them to come along beside you. Glory to God. But just so many times now, love of many, it has waxed cold. People don't care about people no more. Glory to God. I don't care what they say. They can go do whatever they want to do. Glory to God. I don't care. But instead of saying, well, you know what, Lord, I want you to help them, Lord. Help them to see that that's not right. Help them, Lord. Let somebody come by. If they don't receive it from you, then ask God to send somebody by that can help them. Glory to God. Because sometimes they'll receive from others. Amen. Because Baltimore, your spirit may not be right to tell them. Glory to God. Because sometimes you try to beat them up. Glory to God. But there's a way. Hallelujah. He said, the Bible says, hold one of his wives. So you got to be wise in telling them about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. You got to be wise when you try to tell them the truth of the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to 14. Hallelujah. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Oh, that's the good news, glory to God. It ain't came yet, glory to God. The end has not came yet, glory to God, but it's coming. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. I'm going to encourage you on this day, hallelujah, to kick your shoes off, hallelujah. Say, I'm going to get down with the get down, because I'm walking, amen, all the way with Jesus Christ. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody do. I don't care what they say about me, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not going to walk around with my head down, because I am, amen, glory to God, a Christian, hallelujah, and I'm living for the Lord, and I'm not backing down, glory to God. I got the love of God. In order, amen, to love people, you got to have the love of God. But how can you love the Lord if you don't love people? Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. So don't let it be like that. Hallelujah. He's to return soon. And, you know, I pray that we all be ready. Glory to God. You just don't want your folks saying amen and no more. You want everybody, glory to God, as many as want him to be saved, glory to God. You want to want him, glory to God, to want him in that special way and watch what he can do. You know, I hear you. I hear you. Some say, well, you know what? I'm living better than Christians are. Glory to God. But you know what? Understand, glory to God. You may have no stuff, but they got the true and the living God on their side. Glory to God. You may have no stuff, glory to God, but they got the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. They know where they're going to spend eternity. That's it. That's the difference. Glory to God. This stuff don't matter, because you can't take it with you no way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. I pray we all be ready when Jesus comes, because he's to return soon. Glory to God. You can see the different things that are happening, the earthquakes and the fires and the hurricanes and, you know, amen, glory to God. And someone sent me a message and they were saying, you know, they was talking about taking Jesus out of this, taking God out of this and taking God out of that. Glory to God. And so what do you think? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it made really good sense, you know, they want to take him out of here, take him out of there. Yes, I understand that. But, you know, you can't take him out of your heart. You can pray on the inside of your heart and he will hear your prayer. Can't nobody fool you, hallelujah, glory to God. And can't nobody take him away from you, hallelujah, because once you've got him, amen, he yours. Whether you're speaking it out, glory to God, or whether you're wearing him on the inside, my God, hallelujah. Can't nobody take him away from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can pray silently under your breath and know that he still hears you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because he said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. Guess what? Glory to God. If you continue in prayer, hallelujah, prayer will change things and it will move a mountain. Glory to God. And whether you're speaking it out loud or you got him on the inside, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, he's still there. He's still there. They can't take him from you. Glory to God. Can't nobody take him from you. Yes, they can take him out of the building. Glory to God. Out of bricks and mortar. Yes. Yes, they can. But they can't take him from you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is the return. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, no. Hallelujah. Where are you going to spend eternity? Hallelujah. Don't be fooled by the things that are happening. Don't be fooled by those coming and even say, you know, I saw Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to come in a cloud. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So just be ready when he comes. Don't let him catch you. Hallelujah. Still in that same place, hallelujah. You still haven't received him as your Lord and Savior. Don't let him catch you in that same place. Glory to God. You're still living, hallelujah, with old egghead. I just call him egghead, whoever he may be. Glory to God. That word ain't nobody's name. Glory to God. I mean, you're still living with egghead. Amen. Glory to God. Because guess what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not going to get you in, my God. Either he's going to marry you or, amen, you know what to do. All the door is say, hey, I'm releasing you, glory to God. But if you ain't going to do right, hallelujah, let him go, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to, amen, make sure. Don't forget to go over. Hallelujah. And show Ministry Lane Jackson some love. Amen. On her show that's coming up. Glory to God. Next, hallelujah. You can go to her Facebook page, Ministry Lane Jackson, and you can see, amen, the link, and click on the link because God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. I do believe, amen, that God is going to bring a word through from her that's going to impact the nation. I encourage you to go over and show her some love. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire a prayer at this time, you can press the one. Glory to God, and I will bring you in. My God, because God is still good and God is still moving. God is just awesome. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, you can press the one, and I will bring you in at this time. Hallelujah. Just know that Jesus is returning. He's coming soon. It ain't yet, but glory to God. He said, when you see all these things happen, know that it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse than what it is now. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. So I encourage you, glory to God, to come on, glory to God, and get in when you fit in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And like I said, don't forget to go over and show Ministry Lane some love. I'm going to go ahead on and give the invitation for Christ. Glory to God. You know, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent for everything that I've done, Lord God, all the sin that I have committed, Lord God. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed believer. Hit me up on Facebook, IG me, text me, tweet me. Glory to God, and let me know that you said the prayer of salvation. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God, and get in a Bible-believing church. Glory to God, where the word of God is being taught and lived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to encourage you, don't forget any of the announcements. Glory to God. Don't forget our Tuesday night show. That's with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Don't forget our Tuesday night show. Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory to God at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget our Saturday show with none other. Amen. The woman who walks the dog around the tree, take him up and down the track, bring him back, make him sit, and then start preaching again. Glory to God. None other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction. I'm going to get on out of here and so you can get a little break and get some rest, and then you can go ahead and click on Ministry Lane's show that's coming up next. Amen. Now I want to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. I will see you back here next week on this same station right here. Glory to God. Amen.